insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, let's listen to 210th, 211th, and 212th verses of this chapter, chapter Shu'ara.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وما تنزلت به الشياطين.
And the devils have not brought the revelation down.
وما ينبغي لهم وما يستطيعون.
It is not allowable for them, nor would they be able.
إنهم عن السمع لمعزولون.
Indeed, they from its hearing are removed.
وما تنزلت به الشياطين, and the Satans have not brought it down. وما ينبغي لهم وما يستطيعون. It behooves them not, nor they can do it. إنهم عن السمع لمعزولون. Verily, they are banished from hearing it. Regarding these verses, dear listeners, we said that the Holy Quran answers this question of the pagans decisively and explicitly. ما تنزلت به الشياطين. The Satans have not brought it down. And this was an important answer since the Holy Quran explicitly mentions ما تنزلت به الشياطين. This accusation, this kind of scandal does not go with this state of authenticity of the Holy Quran. This book is just about goodness. It's just about righteousness. So its clear content alone is the sign of its authenticity. It shows that the Satans are not able to bring such words down. They are unable to do such things. So, وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Because the pagans thought this revelation of the Holy Quran is done by the Satans. But the Holy Quran explicitly and decisively answers them, مَا تَنَزَّلَتْ. So, the verse continues saying, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ وَمَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ. It behooves them not, because Satans are about evil things, but this book is about goodness and righteousness. And the verse continues, وَمَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ. Nor they can do it. This shows that the power of the jinn and the Satans is limited. Some pagans thought they have infinite power, they can do anything they want. But the verse explicitly says that they have limited powers, they cannot do anything that they will. If they had such a might, those who were in contact with them in the locality of the revelation of the Quran, such as some soothsayers or Satans, or at least the pagans whose communication with them was certain, could bring something like the Holy Quran, but all of them were powerless and incapable of bringing some words like the Holy Quran down. With their inability and frustration, they proved that this is something beyond their ability.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the verse clearly states, dear listeners, that وَمَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, that this bringing such thing down is beyond the power of those Satans, those infidels, pagans, and those soothsayers who are in contact with jinn and satans. But moreover, the soothsayers confess themselves that after the birth of the Prophet ﷺ, their communication with the satans, who were in contact with them for the information of the heavens, was ceased, and they were deposed from hearing the news of skies. And that's why the verse says, verily, they are banished from hearing it. إِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمْعِ لَمَعْزُولُونَ, the 212th verse says. إِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمْعِ لَمَعْزُولُونَ, they are removed from hearing this. So, there are some verses of the Holy Quran indicating that prior to the revelation, the Satans used to go into the skies, and by eavesdropping, they could take some matters which were current between the angels and occasionally transferred them to their friends. But after the birth of the Prophet ﷺ, after his advent, this eavesdropping was absolutely ceased, and they were removed. They were banished from hearing even these words, and they were completely removed. And the pagans also knew this matter themselves, and suppose that pagans did not know, the Quran informed it. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones, the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.